It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Thursday, October 18th. Jay is out enjoying himself a well-deserved vacation, but I am Jade, and I'm here with Sean.
And I have a great story about a cheese strainer that ended up actually being a musical instrument from ancient Roman times.
And we'll also check out a story about a music monopoly that may actually benefit you. But first, it's time to check out today's music news headlines.
South by Southwest, one of the biggest festivals on the planet, have named 240 acts who are going to perform music at the fest. We're talking about the Fugees alum Wyclef Jean, Amanda Palmer, the shoegaze band Swerve Driver, the Kiwi Rockers, the Beths, and a lot of bands actually from Minneapolis. Bad Bad Hats are going to be there, and then Duluth violinist Galen Lee as well. Now, these are all some performances that are going to be happening. South by Southwest already announced some musicians who will be doing speaking engagements, including Shirley Manson from Garbage, Lauren Mayberry from Churches, to be exact. Now, I know we're already talking about South by Southwest. This thing doesn't even happen until March, but it's so big they have to start announcing information now.
Yeah, it's all about the hustle when it comes to these big festivals, trying to get the word out early. But the fact that Garbage, or Shirley Manson of Garbage, is actually going to be talking leads me to keep my fingers crossed that maybe she's going to perform as well, that Garbage is like one of the big night performances, because I'm a huge South by Southwest fan. Do they have the dates of when?
The music portion is from March 11th to March 17th, 2019.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan is the queen of funk, and apparently there's some special opportunities that come up when somebody has that designation. Chaka Khan is going to serve as Grand Marshal at the 130th Rose Parade in Pasadena on New Year's Day.
Ooh, what do you get when you're the Grand Marshal?
Well, I mean, I believe you probably get some kind of scepter, and you get to walk around and, you know, be bedazzled, as I imagine Chaka Khan is, from the moment she wakes up to the moment she goes to bed. But this is a pretty cool opportunity, and, you know, the Rose Parade is before the Rose Bowl game, and it's a big deal every year, and the parade is themed The Melody of Life, and I imagine it was a pretty short meeting when somebody said, how about Chaka Khan is the Grand Marshal of The Melody of Life, and everyone said, slam dunk, let's go on break.
Lana Del Rey's stalker has been sentenced to a year in prison. Michael Sean Hunt was arrested and charged with stalking Lana Del Rey in Florida back in February after he had posted some threatening messages on Facebook. It was right before her show in Florida. And Lana Del Rey has since posted a tweet, which she has since deleted, but it seemed to reference the incident, saying, hey, kiddos, I'm doing fine. Thanks for the messages. And Lana Del Rey is currently on tour promoting her new album, Mariner's Apartment Complex.
This is not even her first run-in with stalkers. I think there's people who, like, parked outside of her house in Los Angeles for a long time, and it's just disgusting that people bother the private lives of fantastic artists, but I'm glad that in this case, some justice has been doled out.
You can now hear a previously unreleased song from the Beatles. I know these seem like they pop up all the time, and they do pretty much any time a band is going to be releasing a box set. So this is an acoustic version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. In the recording, you can hear some original lines that ended up getting discarded for the final take.
I learned from the wings at the play you are staging while my guitar.
And there's some banter in it between George and the Abbey Road engineers.
Yeah, maybe you'd have to give him his own mic.
They were calling it acoustic version take two. Sean, you're a musician. I'm sure you have lots of songs laying around in your place that are called take seven, whatever.
Yeah, but very few that involve, you know, like Paul McCartney filling it out on harmonium and all that. So this thing sounds awesome, Jade.
Yeah, so this features just George Harrison on guitar. And like you were saying, Sean, Paul McCartney on harmonium. It's one of the rarities that's going to be part of this upcoming White Album box set that's being called the Super Deluxe Edition, coming out November 9th. And this version of song actually isn't going to be available for streaming until midnight Eastern time tonight, but it is currently online at Rolling Stone.
While my guitar gently weeps.
YouTube is not just the place now that you go to enjoy some music videos from your favorite artists and discover new music, but also, with the debut of this new feature, you can actually buy concert tickets directly from that music video page. So what's happening here? This multi-use project is the fruition of a partnership between YouTube, Ticketmaster, and Eventbrite. And when you look at Ticketmaster and Eventbrite, those two, for, you know, people keeping track of where the money's coming from, they equate to 70% of the U.S. concert ticket market. That is huge. And this feature, which is available on desktop, on mobile, basically wherever you are, shows you the venues and festivals that are geographically closest to you. Really smart, right? You're watching the music video for an artist that you love, and then all of a sudden you can see, oh, they're going to be in my neighborhood next week, and right now I can buy the tickets immediately with that at your fingertips. And this makes a lot of sense because a lot of the money being made in the music industry right now is because of live shows. That's the big money maker. And making it easier for fans to be able to buy those tickets just seems to make actual dollars and cents. This deal for Ticketmaster isn't actually exclusive to YouTube. You're going to start seeing this pop up on Spotify, on Facebook. It just seems like we're going to be seeing more and more of this down the line.
This is one of those instances where I'm really glad Big Brother is watching me, because the amount of times where, you know, you just get on an artist's Twitter and you go, when's the next time you're coming to Minneapolis? And they go, it was a week and a half ago, you jerk. The opportunity to actually get that communication going, I'm not freaked out by this. I say we all consume a lot of music online. Give us as much information about the artist so they can actually make a dollar.
YouTube said in a blog post, "We're excited to further the power of video discovery on YouTube to bring artists and fans together and continue supporting those connections through live shows." Like I was saying, no matter how you feel about monopolies, no matter how you feel about consolidation, that's what's happening in the music industry right now. And it seems like if it keeps working and it's popular, which if you count Sean and I, it seems like it will be, I don't think these partnerships are going to be ending anytime soon.
There's a really cool story that came out of Italy and was captured by the New York Times. There's an archaeologist who was doing some excavations in a Roman suburb and found this oddly shaped ceramic object. This goes all the way back to 2006. The object itself goes back like 5,000 years. At first, they thought that it might be some kind of cheese strainer. And I saw a picture of it, and it basically is just like a half a bowl with a lot of very evenly measured indentations on the bowl. And they thought it might be a cheese strainer. Then they connected it to some similar looking items from Naples, and they realized, oh, this is some form of a music box. It might be like an accordion music box, it might be a guitar music box, but it's some form of amplification. That's what the cavity's for. Enter a really cool woman named Martina Nicole Seri. She's an archaeology student at Sapienza University in Rome, and in 2014 for her doctoral thesis, she said, I'm going to take this box and use only materials available 5,000 years ago and see if I can create an instrument.
How cool is that, though, to actually see something and go, yeah, I think I'm going to make it. Sure, why not? Give me, what did she use? Probably some skins of some sort?
Well, I definitely saw some strings, so I'm assuming that is like guts, which is what people used to use to make strings. And she ended up, you know, using, again, you're right, I have no idea what products, but whatever was available in, you know, 5,000 years ago. And she ended up making two prototypes, a lute-type instrument and a lyra-type instrument. And after she made them and said, yes, this is plausible to have been made 5,000 years ago, she found another cool person to step up, Alessio Pellegrini, a fellow grad student who was able to grab these instruments and figure out that they were playable. In fact, Alessio connected with his brothers and they put on a concert using the instruments. They also recorded little samples of them working on the lute sound and the lyra sound. So this is the lute one, which is a little more bowed. And then again, using kind of the same basic music box shape, there's the lyra one, which is more of a plucky harp sound.
How cool that you could possibly hear the sound of instruments that were played so long ago.
Very cool with, Jade, a slightly important footnote, which is they said, now remember, we have no idea about scales, tempo, meter, feel. Like they're basically like, it's kind of like grabbing a guitar for the first time and letting somebody just sort of touch it. So they don't know stylistically what happened, but to even have a sense of the amount of volume and the shape of it was really inspiring to me. And again, I just tip my hat to Martina Nicole Seri for doing way cooler stuff in grad school than most people do.
Now it's time for today's viral clip. And today's comes to us from a metro train in Mumbai that was taken over by a group of women who broke out in dance. It's currently the festival of Navratri, and people are celebrating that all throughout India. This is a Hindu festival that goes on for 9 nights, 10 days. There's lights, it's joyful, there's a lot of partying. It's all in celebration of goddess Durga. And it feels appropriate that these women just were so full of joy that they broke out in this dance and took over a busy metro train in Mumbai. The dance has since gone viral. People are sharing it all over the place. And it's actually inspiring other people to start recording themselves doing the dance and sharing their own videos online. So you can listen to it yourself as they're performing this joyous version of the Garba to a song from the Bollywood film Mitron. The song's called Kamariya. And that's today's music news. You can watch the women dancing the Garba on the train and read more about all of today's stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade.
I'm Sean.
And our producer today is Luke Taylor. Don't forget to tell your friends about The Current's Music News podcast and sign up for our music newsletter to get the latest news in your inbox. And check back in tomorrow for more music news and a review of some newly released albums. Non-stop hello.